session 3 in our video series entitled Expository Preaching Simplified. I've titled it, Be Diligent to Present Yourself Approved to God. That comes from 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. I had been preaching for a couple of years, anywhere and everywhere I was invited to, long before I went to seminary. And everyone was very appreciative and very complimentary. Looking back, I realized that they may not have been completely honest. As I mentioned earlier, or I think I did anyway, in those days, I didn't know what I was doing. Worse yet, I didn't know that I didn't know what I was doing. I'm not saying God didn't use it, just saying I could certainly have done a lot better looking back. Unfortunately, I did understand and come to the conclusion that I needed further training. Some training of some kind, at least. And that led me to seminary. My first semester in seminary, I was placed into an introductory homiletics class. Now, a homiletics class, the term homiletics refers to preaching. It's a preaching class. It's homiletics where you learn the art of preaching. Hey, I figured it couldn't be too difficult. After all, I'd been preaching for a while. There was about 25 men or so in my introductory homiletics class. After a few lectures that I didn't fully grasp, we were assigned a day to preach in class. Now, not only did the instructor critique each of us after we preached, but he gave each class member a multi-page critique form with all these questions and instructions on it. And every other member in that class, all 25 men or so, then also critiqued me, but they just wrote it on the sheet and turned it in. I didn't really say much about it. Only the professor had anything to say at the end of the message. But anyway, I was one of the first ones called upon to preach that semester, in the fall semester. And when I received the grade from the instructor, I also received a stack of those critiques that the other students had filled out. Well, I was rather disappointed with the grade I got. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I remember being somewhat disappointed with it. But I quickly turned to the comments of my fellow students, thinking perhaps there would be some encouraging words there that I didn't find in my professor's critique. Well, we were given a topic and given about 10 minutes to preach, if I remember right, which is woefully inadequate, but, you know, you got to squeeze 25 men into this over a number of class periods. So we had an abbreviated time, and that was further exacerbated, that difficulty, by the fact that we weren't allowed to take any notes with us when we got up to preach, only our Bible. So it wasn't an easy task. But I did expect some encouraging words, even though the grade wasn't what I'd hoped. So I sat down to flip through my fellow students' critique forms. Surely there would be some encouragement there. Instead, there was a whole litany of critical remarks. I examined each and every critique. I read it hopefully. Never found any encouragement except, in fact, they were all negative. They were all criticisms. But there was just one positive remark. I never will forget it. One positive remark. You know, we were required to wear a tie and a sports jacket to class in those days. One of my fellow students wrote, and here's the positive remark I received, I like your tie. That was it. I wasn't too thrilled about it at the time. but I've laughed about it many times since. Obviously, I had more to learn than I realized. Over the years, I've jokingly told men that I have mentored this story and advised them to always wear a nice tie. After all, that may be the only positive thing anybody notices. These days, with fewer and fewer preachers even wearing a tie, I still find it a good reminder to put on a tie, because good preaching is not easy. My professor in those days was Dr. Steve Euler, longtime pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. He was the instructor in my first homiletics class and every other homiletics class that I had in seminary. We used a text that I want to recommend to you. It's Haddon Robinson's text, Biblical Preaching. I don't remember the subtitle back in those days, but this one on screen is like volume 3 or the third reprinting. But the subtitle here is The Development and Delivery of Expository Messages. So I just want to share to you what my background is and where that I was trained. Now, I mentioned Dr. Euler. He was a student of Haddon Robinson at Dallas Theological Seminary. And my homiletics professor. And like I said, I had him for every homiletics class I had in seminary. I ended up taking Dr. Euler for, I think, about 5 classes. It was Homiletics 1, to which I've just referred. Homiletics 2, I was second semester. Senior homiletics. I also took evangelistic preaching up to a separate class, and I had 2 other classes on Greek exegesis where we were required to preach as well. So preaching was a heavy part of the curriculum. And as I moved through those years, I always received decent grades, but I never made an A. That is, not until the last homiletics class I had with Dr. Euler. I think it was evangelistic preaching. And the last class I had before graduation, and on the last assignment before graduation, finally, I received an A. Yeah. Expository preaching. Good expository preaching is not easy. My learning, though, even though I made that A, wasn't complete when I finished seminary. But I had a good foundation. Over the last 40 years, I've disciplined myself to do the work of an expositor. And I've continued to learn in the process. It is not easy, but it has always been worthwhile. The principles I learned in seminary long ago have made my work as a preacher what it is today. And the best advice I could possibly give to any young preacher is to learn the art of expository preaching and never forsake it. There are easier ways to preach, but nothing compares to the depth, precision, power of expository preaching. That completes session 3. Hope you'll tune back in for session 4 of Expository Preaching Simplified.